from Storyflow. This is your daily audio brief. It's Jessica. August 2nd. The news desk, 10 stories, here's the one that opens it. Let's get into it. First, from Storyflow. Listener sends. The ENSDAO treasury mess. ENS has been quietly pulling in a lot of cash from name registrations while its governance machinery has barely moved. The DAO's token lets holders vote, but a security council, set to expire soon, has been the real veto power. And the council's deadline is looming with almost no upgrades or policy tweaks in sight. Because the token is concentrated in the founding team, the council's disappearance would hand the treasury straight to those same holders, essentially turning the whole thing into a centralized cash pot. The core service works, mapping human-readable .eth names to fixed Ethereum addresses, a niche that still matters for personal wallets, even though explorers and other tools can fill the gap. That utility, however, is limited, and the revenue-generating model doesn't need the heavy-handed DAO structure that many other projects rely on. What's surprising is how little anyone has bothered to redesign the system. The DAO was supposed to experiment on pricing auctions and revenue distribution, but with low participation and a token held by a small group, nothing changed. The Security Council was meant to be a safety net, yet it was built to auto-expire unless the DAO actively reworked the governance. Something that never happened. Now the founders face a choice. Keep the council alive, sell tokens to dilute control, or let the council lapse and let the existing token holders walk away with the amassed treasury. The situation highlights how easy it is for a well-functioning product to become a simple cash grab when the incentives for active governance fade. Next. Second, from the Hindu top, Hungary PM announces closure of nuclear plant due to heat wave. Hungarian Prime Minister Peter Magyar announced on Sunday, August 1, 2026, the shutdown of the country's sole nuclear power plant after record low water levels in the Danube River forced its first halt in 44 years. The move marks the latest stage in an energy crisis triggered by prolonged drought and extreme heat across Europe. The nuclear plant in Pax, south of Budapest, normally providing around a third of the central European country's electricity needs, is cooled by water pumped from the Danube River, which has dropped to record low levels due to lack of rain and successive heat waves. See up next. Third, from The Guardian UK. From occupied Crimea to Oxfordshire, the Kremlin links to new £600 UK theme park. Exclusive. Pied du Fou worked with under-sanctions oligarch on plans for Crimea resort longer than disclosed, and later courted Iran and China. In February 2014, thousands of little green men, Russian soldiers in unmarked uniforms, flooded into Crimea, seizing control of military bases and infrastructure. Their arrival marked the opening salvo of Vladimir Putin's annexation of the peninsula, an operation that ultimately escalated into the full-scale invasion of Ukraine. Continue reading. And then, fourth, from InfoQ, Cloudflare introduces Meerkat for strongly consistent global coordination. So I was looking into how Cloudflare handles its global network, and it turns out they've been working on a new system called Meerkat. What's interesting about Meerkat is that it uses a consensus algorithm that lets them make changes to their system without needing a leader node. This is different from how a lot of other systems work, like Raft, which requires a leader to manage changes. By not needing a leader, Meerkat can keep running even if some parts of the network are down, which makes the whole system more available and reliable. This change is pretty significant because it means that Cloudflare can make updates to their network without having to worry about bringing down the whole system. It's all about making the network more resilient and able to handle failures, which is important when you're dealing with a global network that needs to be up and running all the time. Meerkat is designed to work across Cloudflare's entire global network, which is a complex system with many different parts. By using this new consensus algorithm, Cloudflare can ensure that all the different parts of the network are working together consistently, even if some of them are not available. This is a big deal because it means that Cloudflare can provide a more consistent experience for its users, even in the face of failures or outages. Overall, Meerkat seems like a clever solution to a tricky problem, and it's interesting to see how Cloudflare is using it to improve its network. It's a good example of how companies are working to make their systems more resilient and reliable, which is important in today's always-on world. Next. Fifth, from Crypto Briefing. DEX spot volume hits record 24% of CEX volume in July 2026. Hey, so I just saw that DEX spot volume hit a record 24% of CEX volume in July. That's a pretty significant jump, and it's got me thinking about the shift towards decentralized finance. I mean, it's no secret that DEXs have been gaining traction, but this number is a real eye-opener. It's like 24% of CEX volume is now going through decentralized exchanges. That's a big deal. Now, I know some people might be thinking, oh, this is just a flash in the pan. But I'm not so sure. I think this is a real signal that people are starting to prefer the flexibility and security of DEXs over traditional exchanges. And it's not just about the tech. It's about the values that DEXs represent. I mean, decentralized finance is all about giving control back to the users, and that's something that's really resonating with people. Of course, this doesn't mean that CEXs are going to disappear overnight, but it does mean that they need to innovate and adapt quickly if they want to stay relevant. And I think that's a good thing. It's forcing them to think outside the box and come up with new solutions that meet the needs of their users. For listeners who want low-fee crypto exposure, our markets partner, Kraken, supports Bitcoin. Link in show notes. Up next. Sixth, from Le Monde. La mention générée par IA devient obligatoire dans l'UI. JavaScript is disabled in your browser. Please enable JavaScript to proceed. A required part of this site couldn't load. This may be due to a browser extension, network issues, or browser settings. Please check your connection, disable any ad blockers, or try using a different browser. And then, seventh, from Channel News Asia. UMNO's Ismail Lassim appointed new Nigeri Sembilan chief minister following supermajority win. UMNO's Ismail Lassim appointed new Nigeri Sembilan chief minister following supermajority win. The 67-year-old was sworn in before state ruler Tuanku Muhriz, Tuanku Munawir at Istana Besar Seri Menanti on Sunday, AUG 2, Malaysian media reports said. Seremban, Negeri Sembilan. Ismail Lassim has been appointed new chief minister for Negeri Sembilan following a decisive victory by the Barisan Nasional, BN, Perikatan Nasional, PN Alliance in the state election that marks the latest setback for Prime Minister Anwar Ibrahim and his Pakatan Harapan, PH Pact. A veteran United Malays national organizat next. Eighth, from Wired. Europeans are about to find out how entrenched AI is in their daily lives. Hey, I just read this thing that's got me thinking. The European Union's new AI Act is set to go into effect next year, and it's going to be a big deal for how we think about AI. Right now, the law requires companies to be transparent about when they're using AI to make decisions that affect people's lives. The thing is, most of these AI systems are hidden behind the scenes, so it's hard to know when they're even being used. The EU's new law is going to change that. It's going to require companies to reveal when AI is making decisions and to give people a way to opt out if they don't want to be affected. This is interesting because it's not just about transparency. It's also about accountability. Right now, when AI makes a mistake, it's often hard to figure out who's responsible. The EU's new law is going to make it clear that companies are on the hook for the decisions their AI systems make. This could be a big deal for industries like healthcare and finance, where AI is already being used to make life or death decisions. The law is also going to require companies to do a lot more testing and evaluation of their AI systems before they're released. This is a big change from the way things are done now, where AI systems are often developed and deployed without much testing at all. The EU's new law is going to make it clear that AI systems need to be safe and reliable before they're released to the public. One thing that's caught my eye is that the EU's new law is going to apply to companies that are based in the EU, but also to companies that are based outside the EU, but sell products or services to people in the EU. This is a big deal because it means that companies all over the world are going to have to start thinking about how they're using AI and how they're going to comply with the new law. It's going to be interesting to see how this all plays out. I think it's going to be a big deal for the way we think about AI and for the way companies develop and deploy AI systems. Up next, ninth from The Guardian World. UK's state investments agency hit by data breach. Security lapse leaves sensitive information and contact details of 51 government officials exposed for 40 hours. The public body in charge of the UK's state investments has been pushed to improve its internal security after a data breach left high-level management information publicly accessible for nearly 2 days. UK Government Investments, UKGI. The agency that manages the taxpayers' interest in a swathe of companies, including Channel 4 and the Post Office, said the security failure also left more than 50 government officials' personal details exposed for nearly 40 hours. Continue reading, and then. 10th, from Bloomberg Top, South Korea issues. Heat wave alert as temperature hits. Record. To continue, please click the box below to let us know you're not a robot. Please make sure your browser supports JavaScript and cookies, and that you are not blocking them from loading. For more information, you can review our terms of service and cookie policy. For inquiries related to this message, please contact our support team and provide the reference ID below. Block reference ID 83D9-86E4-8E38-11F1-B838-9061-845-2100. Get the most important global markets news at your fingertips with a Bloomberg.com subscription. Subscribe now, that's the day. Back at the desk tomorrow. What to watch is in your subscribe link. Want this every morning? It's free. Set up your own feed at storyflow.com.